David Barnes. This is Robert.
Hey, Robert. This is Joel reaching back out from Local Splash. How's it going?
Oh, good. I'm glad you called back. I was on the highway yesterday and couldn't answer the phone.
Totally okay. I understand. Business is busy, right?
Man, it's crazy. It's awesome.
That's
awesome. Can't wait for it to get busier that way.
Exactly. Exactly. And actually, that's why I'm reaching back out to you, so we could get, first I need to get your email, and then secondly, we have to schedule your CI interview, right? So it's your client introduction interview.
Okay.
Let me see if we have any availability. I don't know what your hours are like, availability-wise. Do you have any availability? Let's see.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning is preferable. Let's see here. Let's see. 8 a.m., 9 a.m., I have an opening at 8 a.m.?
Yeah, let's do 8.
8 a.m.? Okay, perfect, yeah. For tomorrow. So that's what we'll do.
Because I have to go to El Paso tomorrow, but I don't have to be there till 10, so, and it's only an hour away, so.
Okay.
Give me time.
Perfect. So we'll schedule you in for that time. 8 a.m. It's going to be about, so I always tell my clients, give it at least like an hour. But more likely than not, Robert, you're going to be done with it within, like, 20 minutes, to be honest.
Okay.
But I always tell all my clients, just give it some time, you know? We want to make sure we do everything correctly.
Right.
Exactly. And then here, let me just entering it into the system so we can get you set up. And then, how's your day been?
Oh, crazy already. I get up at 4:30 in the morning, man, because I take care of my farm, and then from there I go and start taking care of my appointments for the home maintenance.
Goodness gracious. So just nonstop.
Yeah. The only time I stop is when I get to the house, stuff something in my mouth to eat, take a shower, and go to bed. Then
Goodness.
Get up and start all over again.
Rinse, repeat, right?
Yep. 7 days a week. But, you know, that's what it takes to be successful, man. Lazy people that don't get up and do things don't become successful.
100%.
They don't become Rockefellers, you know.
You're 100% right on that, and I agree 1,000%. A lot of people these days, they love the convenience of just, like, waking up and just having people show up to them, right? That's what the whole, honestly, that's what exactly what our service is going to be providing you when it comes down to it. People are going to be searching your services. They're going to find you, then they're just going to touch their device to contact you, right? That's going to make your life so much easier, Robert. Take that off your shoulders.
Now I just need somebody who can answer the phone and schedule and do all that for me, a secretary.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have a digital secretary pretty much utilizing our service. So, Robert, what's your good email for you?
AveryFarms6@gmail.com.
So AveryFarm6@gmail.com, is that correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And then
maybe y'all can even help me with my web page, you know? Like, there's stuff that they want me, that Town Square wants me to do, like setting up the Google presence on the web page and all that stuff. Y'all are going to take care of that part.
But correct.
There's other things, you know? Because I'm no techie, man. I don't even have the patience to learn that.
And it's totally, and I understand that. You wouldn't believe how many clients we help out who are in the same exact position, right? Not a tech-savvy individual. But that's where we come in as a Google partner to make sure that we take care of all the stress of having an online footprint right off of your shoulders so you can do what you do best, right, Robert, which is tend to your clients,
perfect.
Make sure they're happy, right?
Awesome. That's what I need. And then I can be able to get rid of Angie, because they're costing me $250 and they're not doing that.
Goodness.
And I can pay y'all that $250, you know what I mean? And y'all are going to do what they're supposed to be doing, but not even by not doing it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
By being that web presence and doing what y'all do, you're going to take care of me having to pay for those leads that they're not even giving me. I mean, I've gotten 3 leads from them. I'm supposed to get 8 or 9 a month, and I've got 3. None of the 3 got jobs.
Really? That's very important. That's why we have the unlimited clicks, calls, and leads here. Were we having to pay per lead or for phone calls?
No. That's Thumbtack that I have to pay per lead.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I can step away from both of them, that would save me probably, you know, at least $600 or $800 a month, because $250 of it's going to go to y'all, right?
Yeah.
But that eliminates another $600 or $800 that's going out because of paying per lead on Thumbtack, because that's how I'm getting my jobs, because Angie's isn't doing what they're supposed to.
So, Robert, I set up an appointment for us for tomorrow. Let me know if you received an email inviting you to that.
I think I did. My phone buzzed.
Okay.
No, that's a Thumbtack lead. Ah. See, they do their job, but they charge you. That's why they do their job. They charge you per lead.
Yeah.
So every time you get a lead, you got to pay for it. So they're going to be on top of their game. You know what I mean? They want that money.
Oh,
Angie's
totally.
Already has the 200. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. Right.
Okay. So. And it's coming from who?
It's coming from Joel Gonzalez from Local Splash.
I remember that was Local Splash. I just didn't know if it was coming from you or from.
It was sent to the Avery Farm. Perfect. So just go ahead and accept that information so we can have that set up with the CI team. And then we can start building your online footprint and you can start getting those customers, right?
Yes. That's the idea.
Perfect.
I actually got two from you.
Well, there two of them got sent? Oh, yeah. There was one probably for 7:30. That was my mistake. There was one for 7:30 and there was one for 8 a.m. It's the 8 a.m. one.
Yeah. I don't do the 7:30.
No, that was my mistake.
Oh, wait. That was for today. 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
That was for today?
Yeah, and then here's Wednesdays is 7:30 to 8:30 with Joel.
Let me fix this for us. It's a new system, so I'm just trying to get used to it.
Yeah. I got one from 8 to 9. I accepted that. And the other one, yep, 8 to 9.
Let's see.
All right. There's that. And I said no to the other one, so.
Perfect. Thank you, Robert. Cancel that one out, and then I'll set one up for tomorrow, Thursday, 8 a.m., first thing. Boom. AveryFarm6@gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. There we go. All right, now I sent the correct one to you. Let me know if I received that properly. It should be for tomorrow at 8 a.m., like you discussed.
Yeah, I got it.
Perfect.
No, yeah. No, it says it's canceled.
For tomorrow?
Yep. May 28th. That was for today.
Yeah,
okay. Yep.
Perfect.
Got it Thursday. Thursday at 8 a.m. Yep, still there. Got
perfect.
It.
Perfect. So, like I stated, just give about an hour, right? But you'd probably be done within the, 30-minute time frame, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, sounds good, sir.
Perfect, Robert. So looking forward to speaking to you tomorrow morning, okay?
All right, sounds good, sir.
Bye-bye.